Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 43, Start Thinking Differently. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And that was by Henry Ford. In today's podcast, I wanted to talk about thinking differently. All too often, and I'm going to say myself included, that we get stuck in one way of thinking and we box ourselves in. This is why it's so important when you hear the phrase thinking out of the box, that you are gaining perspective from different angles and that you're challenging assumptions that you're having to ensure that you got the whole picture. If you're like me, you can be a high visionary thinker and also have the capacity to pay attention to details. But what we need to be cautious of is that we don't get hung up on those details. Albert Einstein said, "The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking." So when we start thinking and expanding our thinking, we feel differently. And we're going to start taking different actions to get the results that we truly want. So when you feel stuck, you could be getting in your own way of getting to the end result that you truly want. Thinking differently applies to everyone. No matter if you're a parent, a leader, a project manager, middle management, senior management, or a business owner, we all have times when we need to push out of the comfort zone. When you stretch your thinking and start thinking differently, you allow for creativity to blossom and the birth of innovation to begin. Many great ideas have transformed the boundaries of technology. Just think of Microsoft or Apple as examples. The companies and organizations that think differently are on the leading edge and have a competitive advantage. And I'm sure you can think of some right now. There are some leaders or managers who get concerned that when they open the doors to creativity and innovation, that there'll be no structure or rules in place. And this is where I believe people give away their power. Choosing to think differently does not mean you can't have a structure or that you can't have rules. There can be boundaries and there can be deal breakers. What is most important is that these rules and boundaries be communicated, but also be open to being challenged on them, because you never know where that's going to lead. People who think differently are driven and sparked by their curiosity. They allow it to guide them to their destination. They are willing to disrupt their own personal habits to focus on one thing. They know the power of asking questions. They ask more than they tell. And one thing is for certain that sets them apart is that they value experiences and experimenting and trying things over obtaining things. We are not linear thinkers. We have ideas coming forth all the time, and it's what we pay attention to that we truly notice. I personally consider myself as a person who thinks differently. I see possibility and opportunity where people have told me there would be none. My first exposure to the entrepreneurial mindset, or the world per se, was through the eWomen Network luncheon. I was so excited to be there. I listened intensively to what people were talking about and the actions they were taking. I thought it was cool that you could be your own boss and create something of your own. The difference to me was that you could take that creativity and be the solution. The biggest thing that I noticed was that any of the challenges that were shared were seen as opportunity. I have an investigative character, so this intrigued me. I know there's always a way that we can figure something out because others have been there before. The more and more I listened, the more I saw this way of thinking was similar to putting together a puzzle. I heard people speaking about abundance and not falling into the comparison trap, for they were choosing to learn from their competitors and not to compete. There's so many people in the world, not just one can serve them. I also took notice that complacency is the enemy and hard work is necessary. And it's not that people don't work hard when you're in a job, but when you're working for yourself, you will work even harder. You take pride in your own efforts to get the results that you desire and what you envision. So here's some ways. There's several ways you can expand your thinking and start thinking outside the box. Start asking more questions. Be open to working in diversity and learning from others. And this includes culture. It's putting people of different generations together to learn from each other. Take up a new physical activity for the next 30 days. Get your mind thinking and body thinking in a different way. Challenge a habit that you've been working on for the next 21 days and stick to it. Read books or watch movies of different genres, something that you wouldn't normally do. And take a different route home. Create that new path of awareness. Travel to new places. Join a mastermind group or an association where you can be a part of collaborative thinking so that you can learn from others. Take a risk in making a decision after you have done your due diligence. And as you shake up your routines, you begin to start thinking differently. You expand your thinking and you realize that not everyone sees the world as you do. We learn that being judgmental does not serve us. What serves us is being open to new possibilities and thinking about implications and impact to dig deeper and expand your knowledge. Make a list of questions that you want to know and then start asking them. Chances are others may have the same question as you. Have the courage to ask, knowing that the solution may be the key that you are looking for. So I want you to go out into the world, start thinking differently. This is how you become the change in the world. Because by thinking differently, you will choose actions that will be different than what you normally would have done. Just reinforcing that Albert Einstein said, the world that you have created is the process of your current thinking, and it cannot be changed unless you change your thoughts. So I want you to go out and do what you know you're meant to do. I would love for you to sign up for our Success Secrets newsletter on our website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download, the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. We would love to hear about how this podcast is impacting your life so that you just give us fuel to do more and maybe even share an idea of what you like or who you'd like interviewed on the show, because we're moving into the interview format here shortly. And give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review. When you share this podcast with others, you could be changing someone's life just by that action alone. So what I want you to do is go out and be that change you want to be in the world, as Gandhi said, and make your day great. Thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show. We'll see you on the next episode. I'm Deborah Kozowski.